Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following players will not practice today. We've got Daquan Jones, Josh Palmer, Ray Davis. Ray has an illness right now, so he will not practice today. And then Milano and Terrell Bernard will both be full. Joey Bosa, Shaq Thompson, Jordan Phillips will be individual only. They're on vet rest days. And then Gabe Davis has been moved up to the practice squad, so he will be out there practicing. All right, time's yours.
Just where is Gabe at? Then where are you comfortable with his health? And, like, where is he as kind of
first day of practice.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of reoccurring theme, you know, it seems like. So one day at a time, we'll see how it goes. And, you know, we'll see how he looks.
John, is there a 21-day window for Gabe, or is he just on the practice squad like everybody
else? On the practice squad, as of today. Yep.
What are the concerns over the passing game and inability to stretch the field and go downfield? How concerning is it not, you know, with Josh not practicing and still being out of lineup? Or to flip that, how important is he to that element of the game?
Yeah, anytime when your players isn't practicing, it's concerning, and you know, he's a big piece of what we do. So we're looking forward to getting him back as soon as we can here.
What is a lot of your defensive limits after the catch the way that you have?
If I knew that, we would have done it before. I mean, just, you know, our guy's doing a good job. Coach is really coaching them up and making sure they're using the right technique, and the players are taking ownership of those responsibilities and, you know, doing their 111th. So it's part of how you try and play team defense.
John, was there some intentionality last week in Carolina to get Max and Jordan Hancock in the game and playing, knowing what's coming here this week against a really, really good Kansas City offense?
Well, they are good. They're very good. I think they've pretty much averaged 30 or so points the last four games. You know, it's really about us trying to improve as a football team overall. So that's really what it's about.
But getting them on the field, that had to be helpful. Some banks of experience, maybe?
Sure. Experience always helps, yeah.
Does facing Andy Reid ever get old?
You know, I have great respect for Andy and learned a lot from him, as you guys know, and we've gone up against each other a number of times now. There's been great battles, and I think that's, you know, one of the reasons you do this is the competition. You look forward to the competition, and no different this week. We know what's in front of us. We know the challenge that's in front of us.
Could you have envisioned back in that bad meeting when Andy let you go and said this is probably the best for you, that you would have this type of rivalry develop 10, 12, 13 years from, you know, after?
No, I mean, you know, you go through life and life's experiences, and, you know, sometimes things that seem maybe bad at the time actually turn out to be good for you. And God had a plan, and this is God's will and God's plan, as far as I'm concerned.
How does that mindset help you with coaching? Like, maybe explain
explaining to a player who's going through adversity or a challenge of this can actually help you come out on the other side? Like, how has that informed the way you coach?
Yeah, it's huge. These players experience that quite a bit, right, of performance-driven business, results-driven business, and you know, there's a lot that goes into that for these guys, especially as now the exposure has increased every year, it seems like. And being able to relate to them from that standpoint helps. And the older you get, the more life experiences you go through. So being able to impart some wisdom on them, I think, helps give them perspective. And I'm sure you guys have gone through it in your lives, too. Things happen where you think at the time, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And yet it turns out to be actually good for you. So,
Sean, tell us a little bit about how the way Michael Hoyt plays and the way you're able to use him, how that contributes to elevating your overall defensive performance.
Yeah. You know, it's early, as you saw just with one game. You know, Michael does a really good job, along with our other players, too, of some of the smart guys that can do some different things for us. And so, you know, the thing that you love is no job is too small, no job is too big. It's easy to say, hey, you know, look at the things he can do, but look at the things that he also embraces in terms of doing things for the team. That's a lost art, it seems like. I don't want to say totally lost, but it's getting harder and harder to find guys that are willing to do the little things, and he embraces those tasks.
Hey, Sean, you've got three D tackles right now on the 53. You've got three on the practice floor. Hoyt playing a little bit inside last week. Is that maybe a way you could negotiate here the next couple of weeks? Maybe pushing him, going with three guys in a rotation game day, maybe pushing him in on some obvious passing downs like you had him
do? Yeah, I mean, it's really week to week, Sal, the game plan, what the opponent looks like, right? So, I don't want to say it's, you know, that's the direction one way or the other. It's just that was the game plan for last week a little bit. So some of it's, again, who you have available. Some of it's matchups, you know, what have you. So it's kind of spread around, I guess I'd say.
What do you like, Sean, about how the offense has utilized three tight ends, whether that's all together on the field at the same time or just individually getting each of them involved?
Yeah, our offense, yeah. No, they've been good. I think, you know, the combination of what we do out of it is good and gives us options. And so they're all, I mean, those are all three. Those guys are good football players. So it's good to have those guys on the field in that regard.
You mentioned how many points the Chiefs offense has put up in recent weeks. What about what Patrick Mahomes is doing has stood out so far in recent weeks?
Yeah, I mean, he is who he is. I mean, he's an incredible player. He's, you know, had a huge impact on this league, and you see kids wearing the jerseys, you see kids wearing Josh's jersey, and I mean, when you grow up watching players like Josh and like Patrick, they impact their communities, and they impact the world, really, because of who they are and how they do things. So certainly a ton of respect for him.
Sean, last year, other than last year when Joe and Treason started Week 18, I mean, he started had to play a pivotal role for you in a game, or a meaningful game. What did you see from him? How important is it to have that versatility where Shaq can go in and call the defense, and Joe and Dorian can also kind of rotate in different spots along the linebacker spot?
Yeah, we try and train them in more than one way, in more than at one position. And it probably happens around the league, too. But you got to have the DNA in order to do that in terms of playing more than one position. So whether it's Joe, Shaq, you know, Dorian, different, you know, so it's, you know, and we've been a little bit banged up at that position. So the ability, to your point, of having, you know, some flexibility to move guys around is certainly beneficial for us.
Specifically, if you're a linebacker, to put a guy like Shaq there who's done this before, how nice is it for a defensive staff to be able to have a guy like that on the roster where you can feel comfortable with him getting the signals, lining everybody up because he's been there?
Yeah, that's important. It really is. I mean, that's where the defense starts. If you've got to be able to line yourself up and line others up around you so that we're all on the same page in order to execute one play. So that's really the first step.
Joe Brady rightfully still has a lot of confidence in his offense. Is there a bit of a disconnected messaging based on what we heard from that podium on that table on Monday, where you expressed concerns that the passing game wasn't where the running game was. Whereas Joe said, I have no concerns with the pass game. Obviously, I'd love to go every game and run for 200 and throw for 300, but that wasn't how the game needed to be won yesterday. Is there a less, I guess, what I, is there a disconnect in the messaging that is there enough that you believe the passing game can evolve to that point?
Are you saying is there a disconnect between Joe and I, or are you asking about the what I commented on the passing game?
To be blunt, I guess I'm asking.
You can just ask it. It's fine. No, yeah, but Joe and I are on the same page. I know I'm aware of what he said and how it was said. We're on the same page, and we see it the same way. So we're in good spot.
What are the challenges in both preparing and executing against what Steve Spagnuolo wants to do?
Yeah, Spags is a great coach. He makes it really hard. He tests your protections constantly, it seems like. There's some people who do it in certain situations. Spags does it all the time. And so our level of communication is the first step for us in order to, for us to execute because, like I said, he does a really good job with moving Chris Jones around. He's a once in a lifetime player, and so that draws a lot of attention from people, and so there's things that they put pressure on you by being able to, by them putting him in certain spots that it makes you need your ability to communicate is going to be important, and like it was last year for us, and he's a heck of a player.
John, last year you went the heavy package with Alec was something you guys utilized. This year you've gone to Reggie Gilliam and Jackson Hodge, really, is those big personnel people. What's the difference between what you did last year and how you're going about using your heavy personnel this year?
In terms of
the
difference?
Doing it.
Yeah, I mean, we still do it a little bit. We still have it available. Those things are week to week, year to year, what have you, and what Joe and Chrome think that we need to do and everything. So Coach Boris is baked into that, our tight ends coach too. So they do a great job, best I've been around, honestly, with utilizing tight end personnel, jumbo personnel, whatever you want to call it. So we have a ton of confidence in Alec as well. It's just a matter of where we're at, what's the health of our team to some extent as well, and what's the game plan specifically.
Reggie in particular, he's already played a ton of snaps.
Yeah.
What he played last year. What's happening with him? Why has he been so much?
Well, again, it's week to week game planning and feeling like who do you want? What do we want out there? Do we want Reggie out there? You want to go this group? You want to go that group? And to Reggie's credit, he has handled the responsibility extremely well. You see the way he plays, and what he brings to the table, and another good. He's a great team guy, great teammate, and whatever you ask him to do, he's going to do it full speed.
James Cook was just named AFC Offensive Player of the Week. What does that say about him, and what was it like getting to tell him that
that
was how it happened?
Yeah, it was a good conversation. I'm saying that sarcastically. James, he loves ball, as I've said before, and we don't need to share a lot of words and everything, but it is great that I do appreciate how our relationship has grown over the years and how he's really impacted our team, obviously on the field, but also him opening up and things. And it's a tremendous honor. I mean, to do that once, but to do it multiple times, and to have a performance like he did last week. He was locked and loaded last week.
Terrell and Matt Milano helping today, both practice. If they're good to go, is that automatically the plan, or do you consider, based on Shaq and Dorian's performance, any changes?
Yeah, we have to evaluate. The players are going back into the practice this week, and they're out there, those two. But we got to take it one day at a time, just because of some of the different things that we've had going on health wise. So we want to look at practice and then go from there.
With Terrell specifically, when you look at when he was healthy, the game that he did play, do you need more from him when he does return from injury to meet where you need that level of play at that position?
I think he's always done a good job, and Always looking to improve. He sees it the way we do, you know, when it's really good, and then when it's, hey, I got to improve, and it's, he doesn't, you know, his kind of eye is very similar to a coach's eye in terms of where he can improve and where he's doing really well. So we look forward to our whole defense improving, quite honestly.
Sean, you talk about game planning. You know the Chiefs so well. They know you maybe even more than you know the teams in your division. How different is that? I mean, it's not scheduled to play again, but every year it seems like it ends up that way. Mm. How different is this week for you guys and maybe even, you know, for the Chiefs too, because you've known each other so well?
It's a little bit unique in that way, especially when you have one coaching staff and you know, they're preparing for us and we've been together and they've been together for a while. So it's unique in that way, but it also, I think, it builds for high level competition. So it's two good coaching staffs going against each other and two good teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.